20 years ago, movies were movies. Great, good, bad, iconic, worth remembering.
Run, Forrest, run!
Once the bus goes 50 miles an hour, the bomb is armed. If it drops below 50, it blows up.
You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
What do they call it?
They call it Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
The Lion King, Forrest Gump, Speed, Pulp Fiction, all of them came out in 1994. The website Grantland has been remembering the movies of 1994 in the order they came out, the week they came out. So far, they've published essays about the blockbusters and the duds. Anyone remember Maverick? Now, let's be clear here. Movie critics don't think 1994 was, like, way better than other years. And Grantland isn't really saying it was way better than other years. They're just saying, let's spend some time thinking about the movies of 1994. Wesley Morris has written some of these essays. He says the best is yet to come.
The year didn't really get very interesting until around summer movie season. So, Hoop Dreams is a good example of, you know, it's a basketball documentary.
From city streets to the brink of fame.
Isaiah Thomas!
The amazing story of two boys and two families struggling against the odds.
That movie means something to the culture. It is worth talking about. It is worth going back and looking at how that movie changed a certain kind of documentary filmmaking.
What was your favorite movie that year?
At the time, my favorite movie from that year was probably Quiz Show.
Geritol presents the exciting quiz program, 21.
Quiz Show is basically the story of the 21 answer-fixing scandal and how that scandal managed to go all the way up to Congress.
What if we would ask you questions that you know?
Well, I think I'd really rather try to beat him honestly.
Just an idea.
Was that part of the test?
So, you guys have spent all this time thinking about 1994. You've been looking at this year, looking at the movies of this year. Other than the 20 years ago thing, why 1994?
Yes, it was a convenient number to choose. I think it was an excuse to, at some point, have these really big discussions about Hoop Dreams and Shawshank Redemption because they will both set the world on fire when they happen.
Right.
And being surprised by a lot of what else happened in that year. That was also a really great news year, too, and a lot of what It's interesting to sort of look at the release of those movies with what was also happening in the news.
Like
the week that Wolf came out, I wrote about Wolf.
A wolf bit me. I don't think so, Will. You weren't there, Will.
Not all who are bitten change. There must be something wild within.
I remember seeing Wolf, the Jack Nicholson turns into a werewolf movie with Michelle Pfeiffer. I saw that movie while OJ was in that Bronco.
Right.
And so it's interesting looking at going from this Bronco situation into a movie about a guy who maybe winds up killing his wife. We know that he actually didn't do it. The other werewolf did it.
So now that you guys have spent all this time looking at the year, has your opinion of it changed at all? Are you like, oh, it wasn't the good year we thought it was going to be, or better than we thought it was going to be?
No, that's an interesting question. I think we are committed to being honest. It's not like we're just going to give you the greatest hits. I mean, we really are going through. So far, we've done the Seagal. We've done Seagal movies. We've done Bad Girls. We've looked at Wolf, which we all agree is a very, very bad movie. And we're not holding these movies up as all great. And I think the other distinction to be made is that I think these movies are more culturally important than they are categorically or absolutely great. And I think what we're enjoying doing is looking at what the movies themselves are, whether they hold up, and then what their cultural value was 20 years ago versus what it is now.
Wesley Morris is a staff writer for Grantland.